Backwards to the enforcement report, Mr. Packard.
I didn't plan on talking about anything specifically, unless you have any questions. Other than one issue that's not on the report, the city of Hollister is having a groundbreaking ceremony next Tuesday, and they've invited us. We'll have staff there, but in case any of the board, or I guess a small number of the board want to go, that's an option also, Tuesday in Hollister. So that's a piece of good news that they are getting started on construction.
Okay. I had a question on page 2.
Building?
You've entered into an agreement with the city of Santa Barbara.
Right.
Over violations of permit effluent limitations from January 1st of 04 to April 30th of 06. And what were the violations?
Violations were effluent violations. These were minimum mandatory penalties, mandatory minimum penalties.
And what constituents in the effluent?
Matt, do you recall?
Yes, Matt Thompson, Water Board staff. Violations of settleable solids, total suspended solids, one coliform violation. The my understanding of the reason for the violations is that they were having a problem with their secondary treatment process, and they weren't getting good settling, and so they were having occasional settleable and total suspended solids violations. My understanding, based on their most recent monitoring data, is that they have repaired the problem and that they are back into compliance. For example, they have not had an effluent violation since March of this year.
Did this come to us before in some fashion where didn't Rebecca Bjork tell us something about that they had hired a consultant to help them identify what was going on, or was that something
I don't
unrelated?
Recall if it came to you, but I know that they brought in an engineering consultant to evaluate and make recommendations on
right.
the situation, and they've implemented those.
Okay.
And they're looking good now.
Okay. All right. And let's see. Any other questions on the enforcement report? Okay. Thank you.